In this segment, we're going to take a look at this Tuesday's midterm elections on a national level. There's a saying in poker that says everyone has a tell. That means that every player does something, whether they know it or not, that reveals something about themselves and tips their hand, so to speak. Same is true with political campaigns. When a campaign is in trouble, they'll target a message at a specific demographic. And for Democrats, that typically will mean the black voter. My next guest recently pointed out in a column at the Conservative Pundit how what Democrats promote isn't exactly what blacks hope and desire for their lives. Here to discuss this is the pastor and co-founder of the Antioch Assembly in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He's author of three books, including Standing on the Rock, Pastor Joseph Green. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Great to have you here to talk about this issue. TheConservativePundit.net is where you can read Pastor Green's columns, and AntiochAssembly.com. We have these links, of course, over at our website as well. We'll fill you in more about his, yes, we'd say your professional career in a manner of speaking. But let us get into the idea of, as like I was saying in the introduction, politician, when especially when they're falling behind, they sense a lack of security of retaining their job, they'll target their message. And again, typically Democrats will target blacks in their pitch, in their saying that's over there is a bad side, we're with you, we support you. But when you look at what the Democratic and especially liberal Democrats promote, it seems to be counterintuitive to what most black families especially want for their lives.
Yeah, and it's an interesting dynamic, and that's why I wanted to write that in the article, because it's interesting how that happens, that even though the liberal Democrats stand for all, you know, basically diametrically opposed to most of the issues, the moral values and issues that most black families express, you know, African American families overwhelmingly vote for liberal Democrats at about a 90%+ clip, something like that. So.
And the same holds true for the Hispanic vote, with the Hispanic belief system pretty much parallel to what black belief system is: family, faith, and the right to achieve, as opposed to the right to have the forcing of having my hand held.
Absolutely. And, you know, if anything, I always say the black community, more than anyone, because of slavery and because of, you know, some of the things that we've experienced, the last thing we should ever want anybody to do is to be able to succeed based on handouts, because we had to work so hard for all that we got, and even worked for a number of years without getting paid for it. So, and as I said in the article, black people actually have been very hardworking people, and very, we persevered some of the greatest atrocities and hardships that any race of humans has. And so now for us to kind of be pacified, as I mentioned in the article, through these things that are basically is demonstrated in the last 30 or 40 years, how it's eroding the very moral fabric of the black community. And the statistics show that the liberal moral tone that the Democrats have set is counterproductive for the black community.
As far as you personally, and you write in this column too, that you were a lifelong Democrat and then you slammed the brakes, became an independent. What was it? Was there a single point, or was it the overall picture, or I guess the fallout from liberal policies on the black community that was at the catalyst for you to say, wait a minute, let me rethink where I stand?
Well, it happened over time. You know, as I, in my book, Standing on the Rock, I talk about my faith, and I talk about how I kind of did a full circle. I started off, in a Christian family, and I turned away from my Christian values. And then when I came back to my faith and really committed to my faith, I began to look and to examine things and from a deeper perspective. And I came to the realization that there was a lot of just basic moral values that we stood for as the black Christian community, which, you know, most black people, the majority of black people, associate themselves with being Christians. And then I began to look at how we stood, you know, lockstep with a group of people that over the years have become more and more outspoken against those biblical values and family values that, you know, we espouse. And I know in like 2005 and 2006, I really started becoming more outspoken about these things, thinking that I would probably just change it from the inside out. I didn't feel an urge to switch to the Republican Party, but I felt like, well, since we're all, you know, proclaiming and professing to be Christians, then as long as we shine the light on these issues, then everybody should come to a, you know, some type of agreement. And so over time, I saw that it really wasn't people, you know, there was still a disconnect between what people espoused to believe and what they were standing for. And then in 2012, at the Democratic National Convention, they were very bold and outspoken that it became, they were promoting pro same-sex marriage, extending abortion, you know, privileges, if you will, and also to even want to remove God from the mention of their platform. And of course, most people, and it's right, it's on YouTube, it's on video, it's not my opinion, overwhelmingly, they voted to remove God, the mention of God from their platform, but you know, I guess they kind of caved into some political pressure and they went ahead and put it back in anyway, even though overwhelmingly when they took a vote in the convention, they booed the fact that they were going to put God back in the mix. So at that point, it was pretty much cut and dry. The line in the sand had been drawn as far as I was concerned, and I knew I could no longer continue to be a part of the Democratic Party while espousing you know, family values like pro-marriage, pro-life, and, you know, and being a Christian, and especially being a pastor. There was just absolutely no way I could justify standing with someone who was so blatantly going against those morals and values that I express and want to live by. And, you know, it would be like being schizophrenic, to put it in basic terms. You know, if I say that I'm a Christian and I stand for these values, how could I also stand with people that that oppose those values?
Pastor Joseph Green, pastor and co-founder of Antioch Assembly in Harrisburg, author of three books, including Standing on the Rock, AntiochAssembly.com on the web. He's written as well for the Conservative Pundit, which is at theconservativepundit.net. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. When we think of a politician or a party delivering a message, we know the old axiom is you're always talking to one person. But yeah, as you allude to in your column at the Conservative Pundit, Pastor, that one person is another, is another, is another, and that message, when it connects, and that's a whole mystery, too, about how and why it connects from the politician to the person, but what has been the impact on the Black community as this community has embraced the message and what's been presented by the Democratic Party?
Well, and as I stated, if you look at the statistics in the Black community, and unfortunately, and, you know, I'm always very careful when I start talking because people that don't know me, I had a person, Chris, once accuse me of being racist, and I said, well, did you look at my profile picture? I'm actually, it'd be kind of hard for me to be racist against Black people, seeing as though I've been Black all my life, Chris, I mean, but when you look at the statistics and how they're getting progressively worse for the Black community, when you look at the high incarceration rates, when you look at 35% of all abortions in America are done against a population of less than 13% in the Black community, when you look at the, you know, just all these statistics, the breakdown of the family structure, babies born out of wedlock, you can draw a direct relationship to those negative statistics. For instance, 70% of people that are repeat offenders in the criminal justice system didn't have a father in their household, or, you know, didn't grow up with their father and mother together. So now if you look at a community that has over 70% of their children born outside of wedlock, then, you know, we have to draw the conclusion that those factors play a big role in it. So if I know that it's the breakdown of the family that has a lot to do with the decimation that has taken place in the Black community, then I should also come to the conclusion that I need to stand with people that are going to want to reinforce or reinstill family values, which, you know, if you redefine anything, you've actually diluted the definition of it. So if I redefine marriage, I've actually diluted the definition of marriage, which I know as a pastor, and as we've known since the beginning of human history, all cultures and all major religions have always honored marriage between a man and a woman. So if I redefine that, I've actually diluted the definition of it, and then I have actually eroded the foundation of one of the institutions that are vitally important to us as a community. So that being said, I needed to stand with people who were standing to re-implement the, a concentration on just declaring. You can't force anybody to do anything, but it does begin with your thought processes. It does begin with the things that you uphold as important in order for us to really turn things around. It starts with how we think about these things.
And that's one of the things we'll be watching Tuesday night as the results start to come in across the country in the various midterm elections. We link directly to Pastor Green's column at theconservativepundit.net over at our website because it's one of those long URL addresses to get you specifically to that point. But even above and beyond that, theconservativepundit.net is a great place to get some inside education and some firsthand experience. And just learn, too, that words create results. And the words of the recent years by the Democratic Party, as you heard Pastor Green describe, has created some, well, one would hope, undesirable results once one learns the statistics and the facts. And to learn more about the pastor's life and professional career, antiochassembly.com. He is the pastor co-founder of Antioch Assembly in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, author of three books, including Standing on the Rock. Pastor Joseph Green, thanks so much for sharing your insight into these issues. Thanks for being here this morning.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me on the program. And, I just want to encourage everyone to go out and vote your values. Don't just vote for, don't just follow suit, vote your values. But thank you very much for having me on the program.